Hello and welcome to another episode of Plan and Succeed. Okay, so for this recording, this is going to be one of those full-length episodes. Okay, I tend to give more details. And thank you to everyone who are still listening to this podcast from day one. Okay, so for those who haven't listened to any of the previous episodes, you can all try and check the previous episodes from episode 1, okay, the full-blown episodes, to the Plan and Succeed tidbits, okay, the tidbits. Plenty of episodes, plenty of material covered, okay. And for those who compliment me, okay, in person, who keep on telling me that I have a very sweet voice daw. Okay, apparently I have a sweet voice when I record these. I promise you, I'm not giving or I'm not doing any edits on this. I'm not purposely doing this to my voice. This is my natural voice. Okay, a lot of people are surprised because when they talk to me in person, my voice is a bit deeper than what you hear in this recording, this episode. Okay, I have no answers for you. I have no idea why that is, but I just hope that if you're listening to this, you find my voice pleasant. Okay, I'd rather have a pleasant voice over or instead of having a gruff voice with something that's too overpowering, I think. Okay, which is not the goal. It would not do any of us any good if I try to lower my voice just to satisfy people who want to hear a bit more bass. So this is my natural voice. Okay. Okay. So for today, I would like to talk about a bit more on the investing aspect of success. Okay. So, in the previous episode, I gave a hint that we will be talking about investment. Okay, it's actually tied up to the previous couple of episodes, the very first two episodes of this podcast, which were about budgeting and the first three steps that I adopted coming from Dave Ramsey's Baby Steps to Financial Freedom. However, while I was thinking about doing this episode, I realized that the concept of investing is actually very much applicable to a lot of things in the different aspects of our lives. So I would like to give emphasis, a bit more emphasis, on the aspect of investing as a whole. Okay, so there are things which can be said about investing. Let's try to clarify first what is investing and what are the ways that we can invest financially, and we'll try to cover a bit more about other ways of investing in different aspects of our lives. Okay, so this is going to be a longer episode, deeper episode. Okay, so I just hope that you can stay tuned. Again, our podcast is Plan and Succeed, which can be accessible through anchor.fm/plan-and-succeed. Okay, there's also the Twitter account, which is Plan and Succeed 86. Okay, oh sorry, the Twitter account is at Plan and Succeed, and and then the email address is planandsucceed86@gmail.com. so I hope everyone is having a good time, and we'll be right back for the main body of our episode. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome back to our episode, okay, the 8th episode of Plan and Succeed. So as I said a while ago, we are now currently talking about investment, and every person who wants to succeed in life, whether it's the financial aspect of their lives, the intellectual aspect of their lives, the relationship aspect of their lives, must be familiar with the concept of investing. Okay. I will try and define investing from a financial standpoint, but I think we can adopt the same definition into other parts or other aspects of our lives. Okay. So from a financial point of view, the best definition of investing that I have read comes from Benjamin Graham and David Dodd. Okay, so that's Dodd with a D-O-double-D. Okay, so Benjamin Graham, for those who do not know, was the mentor of the Oracle of Omaha. Okay, so if you're not familiar about this person, or you do not know who the Oracle of Omaha is, I am referring to the one and only Warren Buffett. Okay, so Warren Buffett is the richest stock market investor of all time, and his mentor was Benjamin Graham. So according to Benjamin Graham, they attempted to give a precise definition of investing, and they tried to separate it from speculation. And these terms are actually very common for those who do investing in stocks. Okay, so before that, let's try to define it first. They say an investment operation is one which, upon thorough analysis, promises safety of principal and a satisfactory return. So let's try to break that down. Okay, so an investment is an operation, means when you invest, there's an operation you have to operate, there's an action. So this is an act of doing something which you first thoroughly analyze before you can move. Okay, so there's a planning aspect to this. In that planning aspect, you have to understand, have to fully understand what you're doing before you actually go through the operation. And then all of this promises, okay, there's a key word, it promises but not guarantees. Okay, because when you invest, it's not 100% guarantee that whatever you invest, okay, if it's money, that's what they call the principal. Okay, so for example, if you have 100 pesos and you invested that 100 pesos, okay, you're not going to be 100% sure that 100 pesos will be safe and will have a satisfactory return. It means the profit that you get from that 100 pesos is not going to be guaranteed. Okay, however, when you invest, since you do your planning, included in that planning is the risk assessment. Included in that planning is a calculated assessment. Okay, you need to know as much as you can about the risks that you're going to have, the risks that you are going to face, so that you can plan your steps, you can time your steps, okay, so that it minimizes the risks, okay? There's a minimization of the risk. It might not be possible to eliminate all the risks, but at least you are able to lower the risks, okay? So this is in terms of finances, okay? Now, with that definition, let's try to clarify a few things, okay? An investment, therefore, in a nutshell, is you have a capital, a sort of a principal, as they say in the definition. It's an amount of money, okay? Now, that amount of money, or let's just put it as a resource, okay? You have a resource, and in that resource, you're expecting that that resource will remain as is. So that's what they call the safety of principal, or the safety. You keep your money, you keep your resources, and you get something out of it, okay? You make it grow, okay? You invest, and therefore you want something to grow out of your investment. So that is the main definition of investment. Now, in the same vein, they're trying to explain that anything that is not compliant to that definition must be speculation. So, for example, if you are trying to invest, or what you think is an investment, but there's no thorough analysis to it, okay, means you did not do any sort of background checks, you do not know what it is that you're going to invest in. If it over promises, like it's more than the satisfactory return, it's like giving you way too much expectation, or there's no safety of principal, okay, so it doesn't offer that, then it is not a good investment. Therefore, it's a speculation. In essence, a speculative approach is very similar, if not identical, or if not the same thing as gambling. Okay? So there's a gambling component to it. So in life, okay, it's not wise to gamble. You work too hard to get what you have right now, and for you to just give it away over useless, senseless stuff just to show that you can gamble is not a good approach to life. Okay, so with that being said, okay, let's try to give a few examples. A car definitely is not an investment. Surprising to most people, yes. Because their definition of a car, they think that cars are investments. From a financial perspective and a physical perspective, a car is a very poor investment method or investment vehicle. Okay? No pun intended. Okay? But a car is not a good fit for the definition of an investment because, number one, the principal is not safe. The moment that car gets out of the showroom, your car is no longer going to have the same price as you bought it. Understand? The moment that walks out of the casa, that car is no longer worth what it was paid for. So, for those who tell me, a car is a good investment, you have no idea what you're talking about. You're spewing nonsense from your ass. Okay? So, is a house a good investment? Well, it depends. If we take a look at it from a real estate point of view, a house appreciates in value, including the house and lot, okay? A house and lot appreciates in value, therefore, it is a good investment. because it appreciates over time. Okay? But does that guarantee that your house will do that for eternity? Nope. Okay? As good as any real estate is, once certain factors come into play, a once good location, okay? Remember that saying, location, location, location. Once that location proves to be a poor choice for businesses or commercialization or something like that, in most sense, the value of that real estate can lower. One good example are locations which were previously not considered as flood prone, but because of the continuing climate change, now they're becoming more and more flood prone. Okay, the likelihood of inundation is becoming clearer, so these locations now are suffering. Okay, they tend to have lower values now than they did a few years ago. Okay, so it all depends on how you view certain locations. Okay, so even real estate is not a safe, or should I say, a 100% guaranteed investment. So that's why in the definition given by Benjamin Graham, they use the word promises. Okay, it promises a good investment, but it's not 100% foolproof. Okay, but why is it still a good idea to invest? Because the reality is, there's no such thing in this world which is 100% guaranteed not to fail. Okay, so in that regard, our lives actually are series of investments. Okay, from this different aspects, different point of views, our steps, our actions are actually all, or can be considered as, a form of investment. Some are good investments, some are not. Okay, before I jump to other aspects, let's just stick first to the financial aspect. Okay, anyone who wants to guarantee that they will have a, or should I say, not a guarantee, but anyone who wants to plan for their retirement should include a retirement plan, okay, in their actions, in the way that they use their resources. Okay, in Dave Ramsey's book, The Total Money Makeover and The Complete Guide to Money, he points out that for a retirement fund, it's good to invest 15% of your income in mutual funds. Okay, so before I go into detail what mutual funds are, let's talk a bit about stocks. So a stock, or otherwise known as a share, okay, is a piece or a share of a company, and you buy that share, you buy that piece because the person or the company, the entity who wants to have additional capital for their own operations, tend to sell bits of their company, shares of their company, and in order to get a piece of that action, okay, these shares are bought by investors and speculators, traders. Okay, so there are plenty of resources in the internet. This is not a financial podcast, but I'm trying to give you a direction. Okay, you can try and look up what stocks are in detail. Okay, so for you to understand what they are, but just think of them as shares to a company. It's like you own a bit of a company when you buy that share. Okay, so when their company, okay, when that company earns profits, some of those profits can be transferred to you by the form of dividends. So in addition to that stock growing in value, because the company grows, its reputation grows, it becomes more sought after, more people want to be owners of that company. There's also the dividends that's coming from the operations of that company towards your share. Okay, so the more shares you have, the more dividends you tend to have. Okay, so Dave Ramsey, okay, who is one of my main financial gurus that I believe in, is not a fan of individual stocks. No matter if it's a blue chip company, okay? Blue chip companies are those well-known companies which you are a bit more confident will be staying longer than most companies in the market. So to give you an example, a blue chip company here in the Philippines, it could be SMC, okay, San Miguel Corporation, Ayala, okay. By the way, for full disclosure, I'm not mentioning these names because they're sponsoring this program. No, okay, I'm just giving you a disclaimer. These companies are just well-known companies. They're just well-known that I can mention them here on air. And I do own a few stocks of these companies like Jollibee. I earn some of stocks from Jollibee, from Robinson's, okay, Ayala, okay. These are blue chip companies, and I've tried to purchase these before I was into Dave Ramsey's plan, okay. I still keep them around, but they're not my main investment, okay. The reason why Dave Ramsey is not a huge fan of investment in terms of single stocks or particular stocks is because that particular company can fail as well. Because there's been instances where big companies have failed in the past, and it's a huge gamble to just place all of your stocks or majority of your money into these assets which can fail. Okay, if it fails, if that major company fails, then all of your resources, all of that investment will go to nothing. That's why he is such a big fan of mutual funds. Mutual funds tend to have a collection of stocks in that portfolio. They call a group of stocks like a portfolio. So it's like investing or keeping a group of companies into this one portfolio, and you buy that portfolio. So there are certain mutual funds which are more focused on aggressive companies. So sometimes they are not all blue chips. Some of them are emerging stocks where their growth is a bit more exciting compared to the blue chip stocks where their growth is a bit slow. Okay. Some of them are completely made out of these blue chip companies, okay, blue chip stocks. Therefore, their growth is a bit slower, but they're a bit more dependable. There are also mutual funds which are focused on bonds. Okay, they call them bond funds, and some of them are money market funds. Some of them are balanced funds where they're a combination of bonds and stocks. Okay. So, in terms of having a correct mix of these, okay, it depends on what your stage of life is. So, it's actually a good idea to talk to financial advisors. Okay. The thing is, if you're talking to financial advisors, make sure that these people are not just there to sell you insurance. Okay, I would like to talk about insurance in a future episode of this podcast, but for now, I'll just leave you with this advice. Make sure that if you talk to a financial advisor, that financial advisor is not focused on selling you insurance products. Make sure that you find one which has the heart of a teacher, okay, like Dave Ramsey says. Now, that person is actually looking out for your best interest. And sometimes, these people do not have that in mind. Okay, they just want to sell you products so that they can get the kickback, okay? They can get commissions out of that. Okay, maybe I should not have used the word kickback, but commissions would be far more applicable, I think. More appropriate. Now, in that regard, the investment that they will give you should be appropriate to your risk profile. For most people who are in their 50s, age 50 above, investing in aggressive stocks might not be a good approach, okay, the better approach. I think it's better for you to focus more on balanced funds to bonds because it guarantees safety of your capital. You will need it now, okay? Because stocks are better, far better, for people who are in their 20s to 30s, okay, just like me. I think it's better for these people, for people who still have quite a few years before their retirement, to have stocks, more stocks in their portfolio, okay? So there's a ratio about this, and you just need to find that balance. You can have, like, for me, my approach would be, you have 25% going into bond funds, 25% going to index funds, 25% of that goes to money market funds, and the other 25% goes to aggressive funds, okay? So, try to look up these terms, these financial vehicles, okay, I would say. Now, a business is a good investment, okay? Because a business is meant to grow. You need to understand the ins and outs of your business. So, aside from doing stock investing, you can try to do business. Something that you're passionate about, something that you want to do, like, day in, day out, for the rest of your life, okay? Employment is different because employment doesn't really guarantee you growth in terms of financials, okay? That's why I don't really plan to be an employee for too long, okay? I'm constantly looking for ways to become a complete business reliant, and investing some of that income, like 15% of my income, towards retirement, okay? Now, let's try to relate that to another aspect or other aspects of our lives, okay? Since investing is a very broad definition, you can actually say that our interactions with other people are some ways that we invest, okay? We invest in people, okay? When we choose friends, you can consider that the friends you've chosen are forms of investment or investing, because when you invest time and energy, you know, all these feelings of love and other forms of affection with these people, you form close bonds, friendship with people, you tend to grow together, okay? You help each other out. So there's a sort of a return to that. So you make sure that when you choose friends, you choose a mate, okay, relationship with other people, you make sure that you make these things grow, okay? You grow. In a similar sense, when you're trying to study, okay, education is a form of investment because you invest time, energy, money into learning, okay? And whatever you learn is something that you apply so that you can enrich yourself. You become more valuable in terms of how much you can offer in the marketplace so that you can build your career on top of that. You can use that for your business as well. So, investing is a broad topic. It has broad applications. So, you make sure that you do thorough analysis when you do your investments. Whether it's investing in people, you choose people who you will hang out with. So remember that old adage about tell me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are. Because at the end of the day, who you hang out with will be people that will be affecting you. Are they adding value to you or are they doing negative on your value? Okay, so if you hang out with losers, they will suck the value out of your life. Okay. Now, if you choose wisely, you can have friends who are also productive. They're driven by their goals, their ambitions, and you can share the same goals and ambitions, and you will help each other out. Napoleon Hill mentions this as the mastermind alliance. Okay, so people of the same mind, same ambition, same drive, working together so that they can achieve more. Now, if you're going to compete with each other, I think that's a choice that you can make, or that could be part of your dynamic, but make it friendly at the least, okay? It's also okay that you don't have a competition. It's just that you keep inspiring other people, the people around you, your circle, okay? You can attract more and more people towards your goal, and you can work towards a certain vision, okay? Until you reach that. So that's actually a very good way for you to grow, okay? Spouse, okay? The person you choose to live with for the rest of your life, who will become your mate, who will have children with you, must be someone who keeps on producing, or should be someone who has a vision for the future. Okay? Now, in the same vein, in terms of spirituality, okay, this is also one topic that I would like to talk about in the coming episodes. Is there a point to having a spiritual aspect to success? I will talk about that in depth, but there should be some sort of growth as well. Definitely, there should be some growth as well with the way you communicate with whom you ever go to or pray to as your God. Okay. Some people have very strong spiritual ties with their creator, with their deity, whoever they pray to. Okay. And I think that's important because I think what I read some years ago about people looking for someone or something to worship is very true. If they cannot believe in a God, in a higher power, they will worship themselves or they will worship money. Okay, so that is a universal truth. So if we assume first that you have a sort of relationship with your God, make sure that that relationship is a productive one. Okay, so it's a productive sort of relationship with whomever you view God to be. That is an investment. You invest in God, and at the same time, God invests in you. Okay, you believe in Him, and He believes in you. So you get empowerment coming from God, because there's no way for you to empower God. He's just too much. He's infinity. Okay, you cannot add anything to infinity. But if you tap from that infinite source, towards you, then there's hardly anything that can stop you from reaching your goals. And enjoying that closeness to whomever you pray to is a definite way for you to become successful. Okay, so I'll talk about that a bit more, but just stick to that concept of having that personal relationship. Okay, so you can invest in a lot of things. You have an emotional investment as well. You can invest in yourself by learning, education, exposure to people, okay, observing people who have more experience with you than you. I mean, so that's like the previous ones that I've talked about, like why having a role model matters, because having a role model is actually a way for you to increase your value. You look what they do, okay, have that mentor as well. So these are forms of investment, not just the monetary. Okay, so I think that's quite enough for me at the moment. So if you have any suggestions or reactions about my arguments, about my opinions at this stage, just let me know. Okay, so hang tight. We'll be right back for after a short break. Once again, this is Plan and Succeed. Hello and welcome back, okay, to the last segment of our episode. Okay, so I'm not sure yet what I'm going to talk about in the next episodes, but I have mentioned in the middle of our show that I would like to talk about the spiritual aspect of success. Okay, I'd like to talk about insurance in the future. Okay, so this is a bit more on the financial side again. I'd also like to talk about the power of teamwork in the succeeding episodes. Okay, so I think there are a lot of other topics that can be discussed. Okay, so I just don't know yet in what order I'm going to discuss them. Okay, so for those who do not know, I'm currently at a stage in my career where I am going to be shifting, okay, doing some major movements in terms of my career. So remember in one of the episodes I talked about career. Okay, are you in the right job? Okay, so I actually practiced what I preached and I did that screening, and yes, I decided to move companies. So that is why I was not able to do some recordings in advance. Okay, but I will try to make up for it when my schedule becomes more stable, I would say. And for that, for the upcoming episodes, you just have to stay tuned. Okay, I'm not really sure yet, but if you have any ideas that you would like to share with me, so once again, Twitter account is @PlanAndSucceed. Gmail account is PlanAndSucceed86@gmail.com, or just give me a personal message. For those who do not know me personally, okay, I will give you my Facebook account. It's you can search up Ingeniero Bondoc. Okay, so Ingeniero Bondoc. So just give me a message and I'll try to see what I can do. If it is a worthy episode, if I deem it worthy, I can talk about the episode and I'll give you a shout out here in the podcast. Okay? I will make your name immortalized in the podcast universe. Okay, so once again, thank you for listening, and like I always say, this is Plan and Succeed, and ingat kayo. Cheers.